As search and rescue efforts continue across southwest Florida, the full extent of the destruction is now in plain view. Fort Myers is where the storm first hit land in the United States. Along this stretch of Florida coast, buildings are leveled and few boats remain in the water. Here it was the storm surge after the deadly 240-kilometer-per-hour winds that did most of the damage. Michael McPhillips rode out the storm in his fishing boat, one of the few now still seaworthy.
It was up, at least 20 foot, and, high winds, at least 150 miles an hour, it seemed like, and there's a lot of rain, and the boat's my livelihood, and without the boat, you don't have anything.
I get all those too late.
His father's boat is grounded.
Tuesday, we're supposed to put our traps in the water, and we have no boats, and we don't know if the crabbing's going to be good, and we can't get bait. It's just going to be a bad situation.
Fort Myers residents are taking stock, counting their blessings as well as their losses. David Yoakum stood and waited in his apartment for hours as the water rose to chest level. He was with his neighbors, whose small child was in a raft.
We decided we were going to pull the boat out when it got this high. It got about that high, so we never had to pull the boat out.
He was planning to move out of state next week. Now he and his dog are sleeping in a tent, his vehicle destroyed.
It's not just personal property, but also infrastructure that now needs fixing, from power lines to water mains to roads and bridges. At peak, 2.7 million people were without electricity. And here in a county of 750,000 people, there's no clean drinking water.
Further inland, floodwaters continued to rise even after the storm had left, taking many by surprise.
What we saw in central Florida was more standing water than what we saw in southwest Florida, where the big storm surge came in. It's just because of the way they have the Caloosahatchee, the inlets, the sand, for whatever reason, that really dissipated over the last 24 to 36 hours.
With the death toll still climbing, Hurricane Ian is expected to be one of the costliest storms to ever hit the United States. Kristen Salumi, Al Jazeera, Fort Myers, Florida.